My name is Carolyn, and I talk to the spirit world. Travel with me to a dimension filled with love, light, and joyful surprises. Welcome to Carolyn's Psychic Playroom. Hi, everybody. Carolyn Wilkins here. I'm delighted to be here with you today on the Psychic Playroom. So many exciting things to share with you. First of all, let me go over here. First of all, I've got a bright, new, cheerful blue background, and that's because I'm doing something very special today. I'm going to read you a little bit of my new book. It just came out December 1st. It's called Death at a Seance. It is available on Amazon.com. If you Google Death at a Seance and my name, Carolyn Wilkins, you will absolutely find it. You can get it in Kindle. You can get it in print. Just to get you a little bit excited about the story, I'm going to read you a little bit of the teaser, okay? Carrie McFarland's psychic gifts land her in trouble wherever she goes. The year is 1920. Corruption, bootleggers, and the Ku Klux Klan are part of everyday life in Aaronsville, Indiana. As an African-American teenager, Carrie McFarland knows she must watch her step carefully. She's already in hot water for putting a love hex under the pillow of the wealthy white man who seduced and abandoned her. Carrie hopes she's put the past behind her when she lands a job cleaning house for an eccentric spiritualist. But when she foresees the death of a guest at her boss's weekly seance, Carrie finds herself accused of murder. Intent on keeping her community from being torched by the KKK in retaliation for the slaying, Carrie enlists the help of two friends, a handsome young reverend and a notorious bootlegger. To uncover the truth, she will have to search for answers in the dark and dangerous world of spiritual frauds, gangsters, and con men. Come on now. Doesn't that sound like fun? So, yeah, that's my book, and I'm going to be talking about it a lot more during this, our time together today, because I am hoping that you'll be interested in picking up a copy and checking it out, and also just to share with you my joy in releasing this book. As you may know, if you've ever tried to write a book or actually have written a book, it's an amazing amount of work. I will say countless hours go into the preparation of the book, the writing, the editing, the back and forth, the trying to get a publisher, finding a publisher, and then going through it with them. It's a huge undertaking. So I can't tell you how happy and proud I am today to be able to release my book. Let me read you a little bit from the very beginning, okay? My protagonist, my central character, her name is Carrie McFarland, which, by the way, is the name of my three times great-grandmother. But this story is, although there's maybe based on some truth, it's mostly fiction. trust me, there were no murders that I'm aware of that went on witnessed by my family. But let me just read you a little bit of the beginning to set the mood. Chapter 1, Aaronsville, Indiana, January 1920. They laid my daddy to rest in the graveyard behind the Colored Methodist Church on Bland Street. The bitter wind blowing in off the Ohio River sliced right through my winter coat as I wrapped my arms around my mother's waist. Mama was an imposing, dark-skinned woman with broad shoulders, full hips, and high cheekbones that she'd inherited from her part Cherokee grandfather. With my skinny legs, tan complexion, and long braids, I didn't look much like her, though I'd like to think I'd inherited her toughness. Despite the cold, Mama had worn her best dress for the funeral, a gossamer summer frock that had been Daddy's favorite. As the small group of mourners clustered around Daddy's open grave, Reverend Johnson cleared his throat and began to speak. "The good book tells us there's a season for everything, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which has been planted." His voice was thin and reedy, barely audible over the sound of the wind rattling through the trees. "We gather to celebrate the life of Jeremiah McFarland, a man who never gave up. 6 months ago, the Ku Klux Klan ran Jeremiah out of Blockport, took his house, his land, and his animals. Under the circumstances, a lesser man might have given up. But Jeremiah was not a quitting man. He packed up his family, moved up here to Aaronsville, and started over." So that's the very beginning of the story. Our lovely Carrie loses her father, and she and her mother are left alone in the world to try to make their way under very difficult circumstances. As the story continues, she looks for work. She and her mother both go looking for work as maids, and eventually Carrie does end up getting a job, but things do not turn out quite the way that she thought they would. And before she knows it, she's embroiled in a very difficult situation. All right, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm hoping that you'll be interested enough to pick up and find out for yourself what happens. But I will say that after losing her job as a maid, and I did mention in my little teaser blurb here that there's a love hex involved that does not turn out quite the way she'd hoped, she ends up getting fired from that job, and she meets an old woman named Sister Marie, who is the healer in the local Black community. She's the woman who prepares the herbs, she does the healing work, and she takes Carrie under her wing. And eventually, Carrie comes to realize that she herself has psychic powers, what they call the sight. And she never was really aware of this before. But in this little section I want to read here, talks about how Carrie develops her sight and how she gets even more clear about what her gifts are. "Day by day," she says, "the colors around me grew brighter and the smells became more pungent. For better or for worse, my hearing became almost unbearingly acute. The clanging of bells, the grinding of the trolley against the pavement, the shouts of the street vendors affected me as never before. Even more unsettling was the fact that as I passed perfect strangers, I often knew what they were going to do before they did it. With increasing accuracy, I could predict whether a man walking down the street would turn left or right at the corner, whether he would stop to buy a morning paper, or if he was on his way to church or to one of the brothels on Lincoln Avenue. Sometimes I could even sense their moods. After passing a woman all dressed in black coming out of Freedom Baptist Church, I became overwhelmed with an almost unbearable sense of loss, and I knew without a doubt she had just lost her husband in a tragic accident at work. More and more, I found myself staying indoors, away from the racket, the stink of horse manure, and the intruding thoughts of strangers. When I mentioned this to Sister Marie, she assured me these symptoms would soon pass. "It's part of the opening," she said. "Now that you know who you are, all the senses you've been keeping blocked off are beginning to come to life. Kind of like the buds opening on those elm trees out there. The buds are tender when they first emerge, but they get bigger soon enough. In the meantime, put some of this protection oil on your forehead, your stomach, and behind your ears before you go out." So, Carrie soon learns to harness her psychic powers. However, that is only the beginning of the story because, in fact, the more psychic she becomes, the more things she knows, and eventually she foresees something that is going to land her in a world of trouble. Soon and very soon, she is the prime suspect in a murder investigation and will have to run for her life in order to keep ahead of all the various forces that are trying to do her in. The one thing I will tell you is that in the end, it all works out, but how it does, the many changes she goes through along the way, the adventures that she has are all part of the fun, and I certainly would not want to spoil them for you, so I'm going to stop here. What I will say one more time is that my book is called Death at a Seance. This is it right here. You can find it on Amazon. If you type in Death at a Seance and you type my name, you will absolutely find it. It's available on Kindle as well as hard copy. So I got something for you, very reasonably priced, tons of fun, quick, easy read. So that is my book. I really enjoyed sharing it with you. And now, on this full moon night, first of all, I hope wherever you are and whatever you're doing, take a look at the moon. The moon is completely full. It's December. We're headed very close now to the winter solstice. It's a very mystical and magical time of year. And you really want to begin to tune into that full moon. This is the time when your dreams come true. This is why I was so happy to be able to read my book on the full moon. The book has been a dream of mine for many years now. And boom, full moon, I'm reading it to my lovely friends on Carolyn's Psychic Playroom. However, I also have other work to do. So I have three questions. Three people have written me to ask. First question comes from SC, and it involves health in 2020. So I'm going to pull out my trusty Akashic Records tarot. I'm going to shuffle, and I'm going to ask the cards, what does SC need to know? What is in the highest and best good for SC to know about health in 2020? All right, what do they need to know about their health in 2020? And I'm going to shuffle the cards, and let's see what they have to say. Health in 2020. I'll give it one more shuffle, and now I'm kind of spreading the cards out here, and then I'll just randomly draw one. I'm kind of liking this one here. All right, this one is the Ascent, okay? Seven of Keys in the Akashic Records Tarot, the Ascent. And the card, in case you can't see it clearly, is a man who has climbed to the top of a mountain, and he's now standing triumphant at the top of the mountain. What this card says to me, SC, is that you have been struggling with a health issue for some time. You have been concerned about it, but unlike many people who have health issues, you've actually taken proactive steps to improve your health. You've made a deliberate effort to eat better, to rest better, to exercise more often, all those things we know we need to do to take care of health. You have done them. And I also think you've done a lot of work up here in your mentality, because attitude, as we well know, also has a great deal to do with health. And so what this card says to me, once again, this is the Ascent, is that it's been a long, steep climb. It has not been easy, but you have done the work. And in 2020, my prediction is that you're going to be feeling a lot better. You're going to feel a lot more in control of your life and a lot more sitting pretty on top of a mountain. So let me know, SC, how that sits with you. Hit me up on Facebook. Let me know. I'll be curious to hear. But that's your card, the Ascent. Okay, so our next question comes from LT. And this is a very cryptic question, LT. It says, yes or no, stay or go. All right, I have no idea what this means, but let's ask the cards. And for those of you who are just maybe tuning into my program for the first time, when I do, I always use these cards, Akashic Records deck, because their message is a little bit more open-ended. It allows the psychic faculty to just kind of run with it. Even if I drew the same card for three different people, there would be three different messages, because it's a combination of the card, but also my psychic insight, which will be triggered by the card. So the question, yes or no, stay or go. Yes or no, stay or go. Let's see what we have here. Yes or no, stay or go. I'm going to spread out the cards. Yes or no, stay or go. And this one says, intricacies and industry. This card shows a man hard at work at a desk making plans for a giant cathedral that he's designing and building. But as you can see, only the very beginning of it has been actually erected. So what that says to me, my thought, your question may be premature. You may be trying to make a decision, boom, I feel just psychically that you are an impatient person. You have a tendency to want to get to the heart of things right away, cut through the chase. You don't like a lot of yah-yah. You don't like a lot of blah-blah. Let's go. Is it going to work or isn't it going to work? Yes or no, stay or go. And what this card is encouraging is the need for patience. It's basically saying great edifices, like this cathedral here in the picture, are not built in one day. They take planning, they take execution over time, and mostly they also take patience. And I get the feeling, LT, that you are not always a patient person. This situation is asking for your patience. I would say give it another month at least before you make a final determination. Do keep watching. Do keep observing. I'm not saying suffer with something that's making you miserable, but study it carefully, because to build anything that really lasts is going to take time, effort, and energy. Okay? I hope this is helpful. And now we're going to go to the next question. My next question comes from T.S. And the question regards spiritual development. She's asking about spiritual development. She says direction and time frame, TS. So let's once again kind of shuffle the cards. I'm going to knock them a little and just allow the energy to reset a bit. With these readings on the playroom here, I do go pretty quickly because I want to make sure to get in all the readings that I promised. If you're ever curious or want more detail, friend me on Facebook and we'll talk. All right. Meanwhile, here we go. TS, spiritual development, direction, and time frame. So what is it in the highest good for TS to know now regarding her spiritual development, direction, and time frame? What does she need to know now? All right, I'm going to sort of spread these cards around one more time. And let's go here. Oh, wow. Ta-da! This is the lightning bolt. Can you see that? The lightning bolt. Holy cow. What this says to me is that your spiritual development in the next few weeks, I feel major developments, and they're happening fast. They may, in fact, have already begun happening, but when it does, it's going to be sudden, it's going to be dramatic, and it's going to change everything. You are primed and ready for a major change, and it's going to hit you like a bolt of lightning. This is no joke right here, lightning bolt. This is very forceful, very powerful. So TS, you need to fasten your seatbelt and get ready. Now, that said, I will say also that I feel oftentimes when the lightning bolt comes, it doesn't actually come out of the blue. It's work that you've been putting in, and maybe for a long time you feel that you haven't actually seen any result from your hard work, and then all of a sudden, boom, lightning bolt is gonna strike. So I feel your lightning bolt is coming soon. This is the full moon right now. We are approaching the winter solstice. It's a very, very fruitful time for spiritual endeavor. And so I feel it's going to be good news for you. So, my lovely friends, We have come almost to the end of another Carolyn Psychic Playroom, and I am, before I put on the final credits here, I just want to say one more time how thrilled I am to be able to share this time with you. I do hope you'll consider my book, Death at a Seance, and I will see you. Friend me on Facebook, and I will talk to you next month. All right, bye for now.
Thoughts are things with the energy to make life better for you and for me. Touch the light. Light, light, light.